I mean, are you about ready to start?
Whenever you are, bro. All
right. All right, fuck this game. All right, and in...
You're not going to have like a little bit of... Are we recording now, or...
We're recording now.
I love how you say, you're doing this number. Okay, yeah, we recorded.
Yeah. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2...
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, but, yo, yeah, smoke a blunt. Forget about it. Forget about
it. We're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun, you know, here.
What I'm saying? We like to have fun here.
No.
Actually, if you're listening,
we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know, actually turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of Two Grumpy Elephants. I am your host, Jason. Joining me, as always, is Jake.
What's up, everybody? What's going on?
I hope everybody can hear Jake today.
They can. I can see they can.
You can confer.
Yeah.
All right, so there's no point in me talking to you about the views or any interaction last week because there wasn't any. Our last video from last week got taken down. We were accused of spreading
medical misinformation.
Yeah, misinformation of the medical type. I'm not really sure. I mean, you know, you can't joke no more. You can't make jokes.
We've said several times at the very beginning of this show, from episode 1 to now.
We're just a comedy show, and we just take things and make jokes out of them, you know? And I made certain jokes about certain things. If you listen to our audio version, you'll know what we're talking about. I'm not going to repeat it, just so maybe there's a chance this video doesn't get taken down. But, you know, we had it taken down, blah, blah, blah. You know, you can't make jokes no more. You can't have critical thought. You can't have an objective mind. You can't throw
wonder
any kind of obstacle or obstruct in any way the agenda. Bottom line, period. So after we got our video taken down, I hear the news that Big Tech has collaborated with the Biden administration about cracking down on what they consider misinformation regarding either COVID or the vaccine, or even some new policies that may be rolling to your door. So we're not really sure what actually it was. I mean, I did refer to a stat that had dramatic change of years past. I won't repeat it. But it just goes to show you.
I'd say fuck it, dude. I wouldn't even be fucking tiptoeing against fucking YouTube, dude. Fuck YouTube.
I don't want to, but self-preservation makes me.
No,
you know what I mean?
There's YouTube preservation. Like, We still have the audio forms of the show. Nothing's getting taken down on there.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to go to. We're going to start focusing our fan base, our viewership. We're going to really try to focus that on our audio side, where it be Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, because as of yet, none of that has been altered with. It hasn't been shadow banned. It hasn't been deleted. It hasn't been demonetized or whatever you want to do to fuck with the viewer count. You know, none of that's been going on to our knowledge. So, yeah, we're still going to post to YouTube, but if it gets taken down, fuck them anyway.
Big whoop. Fuck YouTube.
You know, we do the YouTube part because people like to watch the video, and, you know, a lot of people are visual laughter, gets them laughing, you know, whatever. I get it. And I would love to be able to stay on YouTube, but they're in bed with who they're
in bed. Well, we maybe just going over to Rumble.
Yeah, we did talk about maybe looking into getting on Rumble. I heard that's pretty much
Bitwave.
Freedom of speech completely over there. You know, you can't go out there and be, you know, threatening people or nothing. But, you know, you can speak your mind. You can have an opinion. You can share your thoughts and your concerns without it being shadow banned, deleted, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. So, you know, if our video's on YouTube, I'm going to consider that a... Okay, cool. But I don't give a shit no more. YouTube can kiss my ass. You know? So it can be, because if we mess up one more time, it's already a week ban. After that, it's going to be pretty much done. You know? So, you really, if you do like listening to us, you enjoy our show, you may want to look into, if you hadn't yet, look into getting us on podcast. It's very simple. If you have an iPhone or an Android,
honestly, if you're watching us on YouTube and you don't know how to get to us through any other form of audio media, I don't know what you're doing watching this. I don't even know how you got this far.
Yeah, but if you do need help, reach out to us on our website or
reach out to help. I'm just gonna be mean to you.
I will help you get set up on your podcast if you need that help. I'm pretty sure most people know how to use that by now. But if you got, most people already have that app on their phone. They don't even know it if they don't use it. You know, it's probably already up there. But you just go to the app, type in the search, Two Grumpy Elephants, boom, there you go. You're done. And you can download it so you can listen to it offline or if you're in a bad area. It's a lot easier. You just don't have the video. Now, there is some talk with Spotify now that maybe going your video.
Well, so Rogan does his podcast on Spotify, and his podcast is video. And I think Dax Shepard also went to Spotify, and that's including his video.
So we'll look in. Yeah,
there's probably we'll some sort of way we can do that.
We'll look into that if it comes to that. But like I said, we're going to focus on the audio version. There will be, there will be, I thought Discord had a thing that would shut your notifications off if you were on. I'm pretty sure that's always been a thing, but anyway, so we're going to be focusing on our audio side of it. And if we do videos, know that you may not get to see everything that we're talking about on audio. And we can speak more candidly on audio. The video's fun because you get to see us laugh and make faces.
Because I'm tired of this shit, man. I'm really tired of this shit. You know, I was going through some news stories and shit, and it's just like, wow, there's really nothing we're allowed to talk about happening in the news right now.
You can't talk about anything that the Biden administration is trying to roll out. You can't talk about anything.
Very specifically, the door-to-door vaccine people.
That's probably what got us deleted, you know, last week.
Because there's something going on where, was it Jen Psaki or was it Biden? Yep.
Yeah. No, it was both of them. Yeah. It was both of them.
If you're talking shit about the door-to-door vaccine people, it's labeled as medical misinformation, and you're getting taken off.
So, we're not going to talk about it, but
that's Ted Cruz is.
Well, I mean, Ted Cruz has a platform big enough to withstand big tech at the moment.
Well, have you heard anything about what he's been doing?
I really haven't. I got some,
he's been saying this is fucking bullshit.
Well, I know he said that, but I mean, saying it is okay, say it. But what are we doing about it? You know what I'm saying?
What are you going to do about it? What can you do about it?
I don't know. But I think if you are in bed with a government agency, you are no longer a private company.
But the best thing we can do is just continue talking about it. That's the best thing we can do, is to continue talking about it.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But I'm, you know, there's got to be something you can do about it. And if you're gonna claim you got freedom of privately owned company, but then you're in bed with a party of government.
Look at you, Zuckerberg.
I don't think you should have that kind of protection anymore.
No.
But anyway. So I got some things I think we can talk about without causing so much stir. But I am pissed. Guys, don't think I'm not pissed. I'm kind of... I've been pissed for 4 or 5 days. So I'm kind of like finally calmed down about it, you know. But I was pissed off that y'all didn't get to see that video. It was a good show. I hope you did go over to the audio side of it and watch or listen to it. You know, we were just speaking our mind. We were having our own opinion, but you can't have your own opinion anymore. That's not allowed. If you're going to talk about it, you better talk about it in a positive light, or you're going to get canceled. Period. You can't go against the grain. And I don't know why. I don't know how long we're going to say, oh, that's a private company, or that's just the way it is, before we finally start doing something about it.
Well, you know, we're not saying that when it comes to people wanting a cake for their gay wedding, and this baker is, you know, has religious values and beliefs.
And sued 45 times, you know, just to you know, ruin
was bankrupt. Was he not a private company?
No, but that's, yeah. See, and here's the thing. They called that discrimination against the whatever couple that was. But how is this not is discriminating against me and speech. You? How is it not discriminating against me and you to delete our opinion? I mean, yeah, I think that's
discrimination
the same thing.
Against free speech.
Yeah, 100%. Anyway, what have you heard what's going on in Texas?
Yeah.
All right, let me fill you in, what's going on in Texas. So Texas is trying to pass a law. It's called the Voter Integrity Bill, or something like that. And it, you know, just strengthens the rules, and you know, it actually gives you more days of early voting. But it also, you know, voter ID has to be confirmed in a mail-in ballot. It's, you know, stuff like that. That was, I'll probably get canceled for this, but was contested in the last election. I'll just say it that way. Well, what happened was, instead of them all voting, the Democrats all piled into a plane and fled the state. And so they broke the quorum. And now the state government can't proceed because there's not enough people there. Whatever rules they have as protocol, they had to have so many bodies in the chambers to carry on. Well, the Dems fled about on plane to go to D.C. And they posted pictures, and somebody made a funny comment. Well, neither one of them had a mask on. There's like 30 fucking people in this little plane, and none of them have a mask on. But if you go to their blogs or their tweets, you see how much they're enforcing people wearing masks.
Even if you're vaccinated.
Okay, so the governor of Texas has issued an arrest warrant for, well, it's considered an arrest, but it's not like a criminal arrest. If they try to come back into Texas, they will be arrested and taken to chambers. And they will be sequestered there until enough people have showed back up so they can carry on the votes and, you know, the state business. So now the some of the Democrats that are have fled are claiming they got COVID while they were in transit or in D.C. or whatever. So there's a few people kind of questioning that, if that really happened, or they're using that as an excuse to quarantine for 14 days in Washington, D.C. or whatever. But they will be arrested if they try to come back to the state of Texas and be held into chambers until they can proceed with their votes and do the business of the state. But yeah. I thought that was, you know, and here's the thing, I'm going to make that comparison of how, you know, and of course my opinion didn't matter much, but, you know, I had an opinion. But look, you remember when Ted Cruz went to the Bahamas or whatever? It was already a planned vacation, whatever it was. And then that snowstorm happened and a lot of people in Texas lost power.
Yeah.
Do you remember the absolute unregulated onslaught of hate?
Yeah, he didn't leave to go on vacation or anything. He was taking his daughter there. And
right. And he just happened
coming right back.
Right. But they gave him, and the only thing I remember saying was, it just didn't look good. The optics wasn't good, you know. But I never.
That's all it is. That's all any ever, of this fucking that, shit
that's exactly
is.
Exactly right. It's all it's ever been is optics. It's the popular opinion versus the minority opinion. But you know, they gave him shit for that for weeks. Now there's not just this voter bill on the docket to be passed. There's also a bail reform. What do they call it? It was a word. Anyway, they're trying to work on the bail. If you get bailed out, the rules of that are too lax, and some people are getting out for violent crimes on bail, you know, so they're doing bail reform. And there's five people have died. I've read this, five people have died since this all happened that would have stopped them from getting bail had they had already passed this law. So they're saying that the Democrats have blood on their hands for that, you know, because it's still a law that they need to change, but they can't because the Dems are in hiding. And what kind of,
you know,
optics?
The Democratic politicians that are taking part in this, they're probably being hailed as fucking brave.
They're fucking cowards.
They're so
they're
brave.
Cowards.
They're so they can't, brave.
This is how, this is what it is, though. I don't get my way, I break the rules.
They're so brave for escaping the evil vile.
But if I get, yeah, but because the Texas House
Republicans
has the majority, this is their game plan.
What a bunch of bitches!
It's just it's feckless. It's just par for the course.
It's normal
for that side. That's normal. But, you know, I feel like a lot of people, they've already got polling on this, and it's not going the way the Dems want it to. But, of course, they'll come up with something to change the narrative soon. You know, if it doesn't work, they'll do something else. Like, now they'll go to Cuba, maybe. Who knows? But from what I understand, they're still in D.C., and none of them have come back to Texas yet that I know of. But I wanted to give the governor of Texas a big attaboy for even doing it, you know, because that probably wasn't the easiest choice to make because of politics and how it could play out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm just glad some of our Republican states and our red states are actually just standing up and saying, enough's a fucking enough. Now, I would like to know if there's some kind of clause in their employment, because it would be like, you don't like what is going on at your job, so you're going to leave and not come back, but you still expect to get paid. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
There's no consequences for them breaking quorum. and then going and not showing up for work. You know, I think there should be consequences. I like to think that there would be impeachment proceedings underway at the moment.
Well, they are Democrats. I don't.
I don't like using the word impeachment because I feel like a fucking liberal just saying it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, there should be some fucking, you know, accountability there. If you're not there, if you're purposely denying your presence to maintain whatever kind of filibuster, but it's an absent filibuster, you know, that's not part of the quorum. And you're going against, you know, the procedures of that house, and you're in violation. There should be consequences. And then snapping photos and making a big fucking deal like you're fucking edgy and you're so cool. You're fucking idiots. You're fucking garbage. And I don't know how you fucking even got your job. I hope you all get your asses kicked out of the office by elections.
100%.
And, you know, Texas needs to take Texas back. I mean, there's too many Dems for my comfort over there already anyway. So I hope a lot of them lose their damn jobs for that shit. But moving on, because that's so much fun to talk about. I want to tell you about a poll that just came out from the last CPAC meeting that Trump went to. And this is weird. Trump won that poll 70%. And the closest second was DeSantis. And guess what he got? 21%. Now, that's a, you know, complete opposite of that last poll we talked about, you know, where DeSantis actually edged out Trump for the first, you know, first number one spot. But I really am starting to see a pattern that they're going to be flipping around every poll.
Yeah.
And when you do that, that, you know, that's just two juggernauts. If you could combine that, there would be fucking awesome ticket there. You know, Trump DeSantis ticket. You know, neither one of them has, you know, made their claim of running yet. But, you know, and I don't know if DeSantis really wants to yet, because I think this is his first time governor, you know. You know, maybe as a vice president, that would be a great stepping stone. But I said that about Pence, too. But, you know, I think Pence is pretty much just kind of fading away. You know, you don't hear much about him. But
no.
Anyway, I thought that was an interesting poll that he got 70% and DeSantis got 21%. They didn't even say who got third because I guess it was so low. But I thought that was good. And Trump had a great speech. I didn't hear it all, but I heard a lot of it. And it was a pretty damn good speech. I mean, Trump is just going to be Trump, you know. I wished that I could be that way with YouTube the way Trump is with everybody else. You know what I mean? Like, fuck you. But still, I'll say fuck YouTube, and then I'll try not to say a trigger word, you know. And I want to get to the point where
fuck YouTube is probably a trigger word.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're probably right. So that's my two front stories. I mean, you know, there's not a lot going on with the Texas thing right now. They're still in hiding or whatever, you know. I'm keeping my eye on it and see if anything comes of it. But, you know, it'll probably fade away like all these other Democratic stunts. It's a publicity stunt that they're doing. But I do think that's kind of hypocritical that they won't wear a mask.
Oh, yeah.
But they're starting, you know, we got new mandates coming out all over the place. You know, there's one in Vegas now. They're in L.A. County. They're back into a mask mandate, whether you were vaccinated or not. Now, I'm not spreading misinformation. I'm telling you exactly what I know to be true, that they are now going to mandate masks again. And, of course, I'm just waiting for our governor to make that that jump, too.
And you know he wants to.
You know he's dying to, because that keeps him able to write executive orders left and right.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling it's coming, and I'm already starting to hear whispers about maybe a second lockdown. So Can't confirm anything, but...
What the fuck does anybody expect to gain out of a second lockdown? We gained nothing out of the first one.
Well, all you're hearing now is that we went up 1,000 cases every day for the last 7 days of infected or diagnosed.
If there's one thing we learned from the last lockdown is we went up millions of dollars in property damages due to protests and riots.
Yeah. Which was unrelated to it, by the way. That was for equality.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That was for the greater good of mankind.
Yeah.
You know, getting those 90-inch TVs and fresh new sets of Nike shoes.
Jordans.
You know, whatever. You know, bullshit. It was an excuse to be a fucking criminal.
Yeah.
That's all it was. It wasn't about equality. It wasn't about sending a message. It was about getting free shit.
Yeah. I mean, look. You can't. When I went out there, I wasn't preaching for equality. No, I snagged my PS5 and I ran just like everybody else with me.
Yeah, it's funny how it wasn't. I would be willing to bet knowing, all right, let's say a certain retailer knowing that that's coming down the line. I guarantee you those bastards won't end the store.
They took
them bad boys.
I don't think it came out yet.
Well, it probably anything that was out, you know, the big item at that time probably was removed from that store and secretly locked up in an undisclosed location. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You'll leave maybe the Wii, but you're not going to leave PlayStation 5.
No, you take the Wii with you also.
Everybody's got a Wii.
You leave
everybody's
the Wii
got
U.
A Wii.
Yeah.
You didn't like the Wii U?
Nobody liked the Wii U.
I thought it was all right.
Nobody liked it.
I didn't like it, but I thought it was okay.
That motherfucker died quicker than half the fucking patrol in Saving Private Ryan.
It lasted longer at the demo in the store than it did actually in the people's homes.
Yeah.
I remember kids fighting about it. I remember being at Walmart one time, and there was these two kids fighting over that damn Wii U, and I was like, why? Why are you fighting over it? It sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a PlayStation demo right over here, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
You know?
Fucking, let's go. But anyway. On a brighter note, did you hear about the new
Space... Oh, you got a brighter note?
I have a brighter note. Did you hear the new Space Jam movie starring old LeBron James?
It's funny you brought that up because my daughter watched it Friday night.
Oh, yeah?
And I cried of disgust. It was the worst movie I have ever seen. And it holds no candle to the original one with Jordan in it. It was trash.
Well,
it was garbage.
Numbers are reflecting that people are sharing the same opinion.
Well, it was garbage. And motherfucker, you know, have you ever seen a really popular athlete? He may not have been a great athlete, but he was a popular athlete, and they gave him a movie deal, you know, and it just, the acting was not great, you know. That was the whole movie.
Well, LeBron James was in Trainwreck, an Amy Schumer movie, and I mean...
Well, she's a train wreck by herself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but no, but it was not good.
I mean,
the storyline was not the same. It was terrible. It was a terrible movie. I hated it.
Well, so its budget was like $150 million.
Well, I guess it all went to LeBron.
And it made like $13 million at the box office.
$13
million? Yeah.
It probably shouldn't have made that much, but... You got a long way to go to make your money back, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They'll make their money back somehow, but
they'll remake something else.
It was dumb. It was not good at all.
I didn't see it. Don't plan on seeing it.
Well, look, I watched it under protest. I was playing my little games over here, and I would look over my computer and see it, and every once in a while he would say some dumb shit. I'm like, what the fuck? And then when he was hugging, every time he hugged, he looked like he was, like, fucking killing the kid. Or, you know, and, it was fucking weird.
He's just imagining the kid as, like, your everyday police officer.
But I will say this. I will say this. There was less flops in that movie than when he really played basketball. Oh, so yeah? I was impressed with that. I mean, he really got knocked the fuck out on a couple, some of them, and he was LeBron. But, you know, if you watch a Heat game, he's just mopping the floor, you know, with the back of his jersey. But, you know, I saw less flops in the movie than I did on the actual court. So that's good. Maybe he's learned his lesson about flopping.
Yeah.
Piece of shit. Anyway, I thought you said this was a brighter note.
I think it is.
My opinions of LeBron aside, it was not a good movie. You know, I was trying to.
It's a remake. You
know, of course it is. But, you know, sequel, whatever you know what was even funnier? There was a point when they were losing. Of course, the premise is that they're getting their ass kicked and they come back in the very last minute and win the game. That's every premise of every fucking sports movie ever, right? You go in a damn locker room at halftime and you scrap the whole game plan and you go with Jimmy's idea. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just, you know, and so one of the characters made a comment, I got Jordan. I've got Jordan here. Well, it's Michael B. Jordan instead of Michael Jordan, you know. And then we're making like a big deal. Like, I thought we had Jordan and he was going to fucking help us out because LeBron's fucking ruining it. You know, it was funny. That was the funniest part of the movie. The only funny part I laughed at. The rest of it, I was in tears of despair.
Yeah.
So.
Makes sense.
But that's funny you brought that up because I did watch that movie when my daughter didn't. She watched it, but it wasn't like, she liked the first one better. It was just weird. It was a weird movie. But I guess it's woke enough. That's the woke.
If it's woke enough, now. Then that's what matters.
Yeah, it was woke enough. They always had a female character on the court at all times in the five.
Yeah.
You know, they made sure of that.
Well, if there's one thing woke doesn't do, it's pay the bills.
And $13 million payday after you spent, what, 100?
$150 million.
$150 million? Damn, that's worse than glitter. Ben Affleck's glitter, isn't it? You know?
Speaking of him, I popped over to old CNN.
Oh, CNN, Clinton News Network.
You know what's on the fucking front page? Ben and Jen 2.0, hottest celebrity power couple.
Were they trying this again? What, she want another ring for her Thanos hand?
I don't know.
I swear to God, I saw a meme the other day that she was giving out couple advice or marital advice, and one guy said, I know I'm going to take advice with someone who collects rings like Thanos does. You know, that's the last thing I need is to be taking advice from you. You got more wedding rings than Thanos did. You got more diamonds or whatever. It was
stones.
It was hilarious. Yeah, you got more stuff. Yeah, that's what it was. Something like that, but it was funny. And I was like, but I did hear that they were getting back together, and I thought that was funny as fuck.
Who the fuck cares?
I don't know, but, you know, there's a reason why it's on your feed, because somebody cares.
It's not on my feed. It's on the front page of CNN.
There's a reason why it's up there, you know. Well, I mean, CNN has got nothing. The worst thing that they ever did to themselves was get rid of Trump.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was the worst thing. I mean, they got nothing. Their ratings are like, we probably have better ratings than CNN right now. And I that might be funny, but nobody watches CNN anymore. Nobody gives a shit about CNN. They're garbage. They have totally ruined the credibility of any kind of journalistic, you know, integrity or anything. Integrity. They have none. Integrity, none. All right, so that was a funny story.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was fun. All right, so I don't know a lot of what's going on, but Cuba's in turmoil. But no fear, turmoil. I said it right. You just didn't listen hard. Anyway, but Cuba's in turmoil. But have no fear, because Biden has made a statement. He's going to help the Cuban people out. He is sending them over some vaccines right now.
Yes!
Hallelujah! Yes. Hallelujah!
That's all they needed.
That's all they needed. And they're good. Never mind that the internet has been shut off in Cuba.
Do you remember? Never mind
that even Facebook, Instagram will be shut off indefinitely. That's all they needed was vaccines, Biden. You did it.
Do you remember the beginning of Scarface? The beginning of Scarface, where Tony Montana just came to America for the vaccine.
Yeah, that's all he needed, man. That's all he needed. We made the trip for vaccines. You know, it's just, I don't understand why he thinks, it's just, he's out, but here's my thing. There hasn't been a lot of support for the Cuban people, and I wonder why that is. Why would it be that the Democratic leadership, Biden administration, would not want to open up the border for the Cuban people? Is there something in history that they would be looking at that would say that's probably not best for us right now? What would that be? Oh, they vote Republican? Would that be it? Would that be? Because you ain't never going to see a Cuban come over here and vote for socialism, brother.
No.
You're not going to. It's not going to happen. So this is exactly the hypocrisy of the left.
Well,
they won't open borders on the Texas border.
You know, if they send a shit ton of vaccines over to Cuba, they have to purchase those vaccines. So that's just going to, whether the vaccines get used or not, it's just going to up the numbers for vaccines distributed.
I read a story where the doctors in Cuba were getting paid, and the Cuban government wanted to make money off this epidemic. So they sent doctors over to the United States to work in the United States to get paid, and then they sent the money back to Cuba. And they got maybe $10, $20 for every $1,000 they made or something like that. You know, it was really crazy shit. Yeah. But, you know, and a lot of people are giving old Kaepernick some hate because he was caught wearing a Castro shirt again. Or something like that.
I've been giving Kaepernick hate for fucking years, bruh.
I hate it. I think it's convenient that this all came out when he got benched. You know, I thought it was all convenient. I don't want to even talk about him. I just thought it was part of the story, so I brought it up. But I could give a rat's ass about Colin Kaepernick. So, moving on. That's really all I've got, other than if y'all want to talk shit about YouTube, you know, or whatever. But, you know, the Cuban thing, it's kind of like the Hong Kong thing. The problem is with this, that's 90 miles off coast of Florida. So that's not like across the world happening.
Happening
right down the road. And so, you know, but I do think the lack of support the Biden administration has given this whole thing, I think it's politically motivated in a way. They don't want to bring in a bunch of people that really knows what socialism does to a person.
Oh, yeah.
And because they will never vote for a Democrat ever. If, you know, and you can't tell me that's not factoring in. If it, you know, I'm pretty sure it is. Anytime anything gets done. Well,
that's why the Democrats don't like legal immigrants.
Right. Because they are actually law-abiding citizens that are going to do the right thing, do it the right way, pay their dues, earn their citizenship, and be proud to be an American and assimilate. Your illegals, they just want a free ride. They don't care about your taxes. They don't care about your flag or your country, because they're sending their money back anyway. 90% of those people send their money back because it's what it is. Anyways, you got anything else for me?
No, I was gonna hit him with
absolutely nothing.
I was gonna hit him with the like and subscribe.
Well, you know, I don't give a shit if you do anything on YouTube. You don't even have to watch it. Don't even watch
it. I'm talking about the audio platforms, guys.
But I do. We do want you to go to the audio versions of our show. We are on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts. We're going to look into, what was it,
Rumble.
Rumble. We did. We'll see how that goes. We'll look into that. We do wanted to make give a shout out to my brother John. He's got us some artwork going on, and we're gonna maybe have something to show y'all soon. Our official graphics designer. But you know, like I said, help us, support us, listen to us, like us, share us. If we go away, it's just one more voice that YouTube and Big Tech silenced. So,
yep.
You know, if that's okay with you, then I don't know.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. But, you know, we need your support. We can't keep doing it, and we're running out of options. You know, we're running out of tries. We do want to stay on the show. We want to bring you what we can bring you. We want to see excitement and engagement. But we do need to see it. But like I said, we're going to focus on the audio side. If it's up on YouTube and you want to watch it on YouTube, it's fine. But maybe go over to audio just to make sure we're getting our support there, too.
Leave us a review. You can leave us a review on the audio side as well.
Yeah, you can leave us up to 5-star review?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
On okay. iTunes.
Yeah. Maybe we should start a program where we'll give you a shout out if you comment you left us a 5-star or something. I don't know.
I think we can do that actually.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
We'll give you a shout out.
Leave us a review. We can give you a shout out on the show.
Yep. There you go. We'll put you in part of the 2GE exclusives. With that being said, guys, that's all I have. I mean, I would like to say about that shooting. Did you hear about the shooting at the baseball game last night? The old Capitals, Washington Nationals. Some kind of shooting, and all hell broke loose at the stadium, dude. Like, people were running all over the place on the field. It was like chaos over there for a little bit. But one of the police unions just blasted the politicians that have defunded the police there and stuff. And this is what you get when you defund the police. You get mayhem. You get chaos. So, we support our guys in blue. We support our guys in green. We support our first responders. We support Americans. We support our country. With that being said, guys, have a great rest of your weekend. Have Trace a good week up. Next week. Trace, hope that lightning wasn't too tough on you, brother. Later.